Welcome to the Sales Squared Podcast, your destination for leveling up in sales, marketing, and business development.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Join us to hear real entrepreneurs with real experiences, engaging with real experts from the world of sales, business, and entrepreneurship. And now for another Sales Squared Value Bomb.
What is going on, guys? It's Cameron here from the Sales Squared Podcast, along with Mr. Scott.
Hello, everybody.
Mr. Scott Hennessy. So today, basically, this is our first kind of freestyle podcast. So normally we do interviews or kind of quick tips, but today we're just going to really just bounce ideas off each other. And we thought a really good topic to cover would actually be advice that we would give to ourselves when we first started out selling. So we've been selling for a good couple of years now, and when I say selling, it's been literally the core part of our career. So every day on the phone, meeting with prospects, and I think we can both agree the development we've had in that time has been pretty crazy.
Real crazy.
I think we can both say in our previous job we pretty much built a company from scratch, from the ground up. We took it from zero to around 400 grand revenue in sales, pretty much single-handedly. So, and that's not to boast about us, because when we started off, we were shocking. We were not good. And we didn't really know what we were doing. But because we forced ourselves to learn and because we forced ourselves to improve, we've actually got to a position where we can now consult for other people and actually work on sales strategy for executives and CEOs of other businesses. So we're really, really blessed to be in that position. But basically what we're going to do is talk about how we've managed to develop in that time, basically what advice we'd give ourselves if we could go back 2 years to speed up our development and help us really, really excel kind of in our career selling. So Scott, let's start with one of yours. Give us something that you would tell yourself.
Well, there's so many things. I think, you know, you look back at when we started out, you know, we became really good friends back when we were at our last company, and I guess we learned quite a lot off each other as we go. But I think something I would tell myself first and foremost is probably the persistence, you know, like there are so many conversations that you're having on every single day, and, you know, in sales, naturally, all of them are not going to be the way you want them to be. They're going to be, some are going to be good, some are going to be bad. But what is important is that you never, ever give up. And that's something that we've never done, even though, you know, we've had some real challenging calls before. We've had some very interesting ones, I guess, as well. But it's persistence. It's about getting back on that horse, you know, knocking on those doors, ringing everybody up, and just never, never quitting. I think it's really, really important.
For sure. I remember when we spoke with Anthony Iannarri, and he told us that sales is basically like MMA or UFC. Yeah. And in boxing, you'll have fighters who go like 27-0, 50-0. But in MMA, no one stays unbeaten, and it's the same in sales. You're never, ever, ever going to have a 100% conversion rate. You're never even going to have a 50% conversion rate, because people, it's just the way it is. Not everyone's going to buy from you. Yeah. No matter how good you get, there's always going to be reasons why they can't buy, be it legitimately they don't have a budget, legitimately it's not the right time for them. Doesn't mean to say that you should give up straight away, but persistence is absolutely crucial. And I guess the main thing to do is, don't get kind of turned off by the no's. Don't get down about them. Don't get your head down or think that you're no good in sales just because you get a few no's in a row or a few people kind of reject you. The matter of the fact is that those are actually the best learning opportunities that you have, right? If you can go back to a no and deconstruct that and think, why did this person not buy from me? Was it something that I did early on? Did I not build trust well enough? What did I actually do in that process to get a no from them in the first place? And that's when you learn, right?
You're right. And basically that's what separates a good salesperson from a phenomenal one. It's actually taking that step back and understanding, where did I go wrong? And how could I improve for next time? So I guess it comes into mindset as well. Like, how focused are you on your goals? Like, how much do you really want this? And when you start to self-lead and you have those conversations with yourself, you'll find that you get better and better, no matter how small those progressions are. But, you know, you're going in the right direction every single time.
Yeah, no doubt. I think goal setting is key, right? If you can set a goal for your company, if you're a business owner and you need to make X amount of sales to earn X amount of revenue for your business, for your personal goal, whatever it is you want to achieve, set that goal. And then you can actually begin to fill in the numbers of what it takes to get that goal. So yeah. Something I would tell myself, and probably one of the biggest pieces of advice, would be actually set a goal. If it's a certain amount of revenue that you want to hit, let's say it's 50 grand in sales over the next 6 months, lock that goal in, literally lock it down, and then figure out what is your average sale, how much do you generate from an average sale, then go down and figure out what's my conversion rate, so how many people do I need to speak with to make X amount of sales to earn X amount of revenue or commission or whatever it is, and then even go further back down that sales funnel. Let's say you use LinkedIn as a source to generate prospects for your business and leads for your company. Figure out how many people do I need to add into my LinkedIn network to get how many people to get on a call with me, and then work that all out. If you can actually do that and work out the numbers at every single stage of your funnel, then you're going to have the roadmap to actually achieving that goal, and then you're going to stay focused on every call with the real goal in mind.
Yeah, completely right, man. It's all about planning. And I guess planning is freedom of anxiety, I guess. Mm-hmm. So you plan well and you execute well and the results will come. And that's kind of, you know, my kind of thing that I would tell myself secondly was, you know, man, just get it on the calendar. Mm-hmm. Just get stuff on the calendar. You know, you're not going to be generating any revenue if you've got blank spaces. So that, I guess, comes back into planning as well, right? So, you know, if you need to generate £50,000 worth of sales in 6 months, how many calls do you need to be booking in every week? Mm-hmm. How many messages do you need to be sending out? And yeah, like you said, it's a funnel. And you intrinsically study each part of the funnel to get better every single time. So full calendars are a huge, huge advantage for everybody wanting to get out there and crush it.
I love that. And it ties in so well to the actual setting a plan, keeping the full calendar, knowing your conversion rates at each stage. Yeah. I know for me, when I've gone through phases where I've hit my sales target for the month, where I've got a load of sales in, I've actually taken my foot off the gas in lead generation.
And getting
prospects in the actual pipeline. And then what happens is the next month you have the worst month because you actually haven't filled up your funnel. And I think we've experienced this in the past for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of think you're invincible after you get a few sales, and then you actually forget that you still need to be generating leads to maintain that consistency. Mm. And anyone can have a good month in sales, but can you have a good year? Can you have a good 2 years? And that's really kind of the secret sauce, I guess, in staying consistent, is to just know your numbers and carry out the activity that it takes to do that. So Scott, what else would you tell yourself? We'll go back 2 years, you're just starting your sales career. What would you tell yourself to get better faster?
Just pure focus on development. I mean, we live in a crazy world right now, right? So we've got the internet at our fingertips. We have so many educational resources. We've got, you know, YouTube, we've got books, we've got seminars, we've got webinars, we've got so much going on. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, just get involved in education. But second of all, really start to manage that information in the best way possible. So everyone's a different learner. You're different from me. Well, quite similar actually. But, you know, the way I like to learn is through video.
Uh-huh.
And then taking those kind of notes and taking them away and highlighting the best parts. And that's what really resonates with me. But I think, you know, it doesn't matter what way you learn, as long as you are learning. It's about taking action, right? It's
not just
about kind of sitting there and hoping that something sinks in. You've got to learn it, but most importantly is take action on what you learn.
Do you remember when we first met and we got hold of Jordan Belfort, Straight Line Persuasion? And we just cranked out those videos every lunchtime
for
2 weeks straight, an hour every lunchtime, just making notes like madmen, and then going back to it again and again and again, just when we could, and making notes on it. And I think that was a massive game changer for us. But the thing about learning and development, and that was a really great foundational way to learn, but then it comes to a point where you get presented with new challenges and you need to go deeper into it, and you need to find other resources and other books and other ways to learn. Even coaching is another great way to do that, and combining all of those things together. But the thing about learning and development is you can go and read 50 books, you can go and read 100 books, but if you're not actually applying it every single day, then you're not going to make any progress. You're going to have the theoretical knowledge, but you're not going to know how to put it into practice. And I would say even more important than learning is combining that with practice. And if I had to choose between learning or actually practice, I'd choose practice. But the combination of them together is just so, so powerful. When you commit to development, you commit to learning, and then also combine that with getting out there, getting on the phone, getting onto meetings, going to conferences, speaking to people, and really, really just learning how to sell, combined with these mentors that we can have from afar, from books, from YouTube, from even if you, you know, get yourself a coach, whatever it is, it's the combination, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, let's just have a conversation about coach in a minute. Like, what did that do for you in terms of your performance?
Coaching was massive for me. And I think the main thing that coaching provides is you have someone to confide in, you have someone to actually speak with about your challenges, and really, really specify from an expert, from someone with 20, 30, 40 years experience in the field who has reached the top of their craft. You can ask them the questions that, that they wish that they had when they were the same age as us, but they've actually gone through and, you know, practiced it and implemented these things and seen success with them. And it's also the accountability, right? Those are the two main things for me for coaching. It's the specific knowledge that you can get and just ask really, really deep questions about specific situations, but it's also the accountability and that kind of burst of motivation that you get after having a call. And I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, you need motivation. You do need motivation, but what you really need is discipline in sales. You need to feel that. You need to feel motivated, but that comes from being disciplined, and that comes from knowing exactly what you need to do each day to hit your goal. So for me, that was that was where coaching came, and that's really what I learned from coaching. What about you?
Yeah, same as you. I mean, accountability was huge for me. Just someone knowing that, you know, once a fortnight, once a week, that I've got a session where, you know, my KPIs will be looked at strenuously was good, because I like the pressure, you know, I perform well. But moreover, I think it was the confidence. It really did it for me. The confidence that, you know, certain coaches gave me and the certain tools that I had access to gave me that confidence to not just sell once, but again and again and again. And, you know, these sales were not just, you know, once every 2 weeks, once a week. They were consistent, man. Like, you got to keep, you know, if you keep pounding and you're persistent, like, we're tying this back in, right? If you're persistent and you have a full calendar and you have that accountability, you'll be able to take strides like you've never had before. So coaching was huge for both of us. And I would recommend anybody get involved in a coaching program. Not just any coaching program. It's really important that you get the right person. But coaching overall is just, I think it's changed the way that you sell.
And that's massive too. It's, there's so many coaches out there today, so many of them. But actually, the only way to know if they're right for you is to go out and have a conversation with them. See if you click, first and foremost. Check out their background. Do they have the experience that you need for your goals to hit them? Have they been there and done what you've done and achieved it? And can they give you that roadmap? So that's super key as well. It's having someone who actually, you know, has that knowledge, has that experience that you can then tap into, and make sure they're the right person. And, you know, I'm sure that every coach, there's someone who's right for them, but
of course.
You know, you could have a conversation with 20 coaches and only one of them's really going to stand out to you. So I'd recommend, if you've got the money to invest, and it is an investment, because I'm sure that, you know, we both generated return on investment from coaching, and you know, massively so. But if you've got that money, invest in it, and don't just invest in a coach, invest in your own development. If you have £500 spare every month, instead of putting it into you know, a night out or putting it into a holiday, think about your development first and foremost. If you can actually invest into knowledge, invest into ways to get better, then that's gonna, it's gonna be just that, an investment, not just spending the money.
I think you make such a good point there about the ROI, but you think of ROI, I think most people think of ROI in terms of money, but how much of a better person are you now? 6 months later, 9 months later, you know, you're having more meaningful conversations, you're clicking with the right people in the right ways, and you're providing value like you've never had before. So it isn't just an investment in terms of money, but it's yourself, and you're becoming a better person as a result. And you know, if everybody went through coaching, I guess, in life, then there would be a lot better humans around, I guess.
It's a powerful way to improve. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So I think from my perspective, if I could just go back and give myself three things kind of based on what we've discussed today, Scott, I think my first would be definitely set some clear goals and know exactly what you need to do to hit them. If you have that roadmap, if you have your numbers in place, then even if you say, I mean, how many times have we set goals and then aim to hit them within 2 months and hit them within 2 weeks?
Yeah. Too many times. Yeah. Not enough.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of setting the goal, because everything just gets focused on them, especially if you're the kind of person who is really just going to drive towards that, then you'll be surprised at how quickly you can hit those goals. And I'm sure that next time we set one of those goals, which is probably very, very soon, then we're going to...
interesting times.
Yeah, we're gonna try and hit that very soon. So my first one is that: set a goal and work out exactly what you need to do to get there. Create that roadmap. What about you, Scott? Let's get three. So that's my first one. Let's get three between us.
My solid first one, I guess, is something we haven't touched upon, is, but you know, with so many people in the world, there's only so many no's you'll have, right? So don't worry. I mean, what I would tell myself is just don't worry about the no's. Every single no that you hear brings you closer to that next yes. So, you know, if I could go back and tell myself, and I was bad for this, right? You know, when people would be like, oh yeah, Scott, I'm really interested, you know, send me some more information, you know, I get a buzz from it. I'd be like, oh, this guy, he really wants it. Mm. And then, you know, a week later when I follow up, sorry, not interested anymore, damn, hurts me. But if I don't worry, I've learned this over time, of course, you know, if I'm not worrying about the no's and I'm only worrying about where my next appointment is or how full my calendar's getting, that's when I know I'm most effective, when I have that safety net. So for me, stop worrying about the no's, make sure my calendar is full, and learn from the best. Emulate those people's mindsets, emulate what they're doing. And if you want to become them, you will become them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that tails off into a third one really nicely, which is invest in yourself for development, learn and commit to learning something new every single day about your craft, about sales, about growing your business, no matter what it is, in terms of your revenue goal or your growth goal that you want to hit. Find knowledge that supports that and then actually work towards that every single day. Make sure you learn it and then go out and apply it. See if it works.
And I think one of the nice way to round that off is anything is possible. And don't let anybody tell you that anything is not, because they're the ones that usually are living the kind of average life, and you're the one that's going to make it in the end. So keep your head above your shoulders and just get your head down, you'll be absolutely fine.
For sure. Awesome. Well, cool, man. I think that kind of sums up our first freestyle session.
That was good, man.
Yeah, fire in the booth for this for this session. But yeah, if you're listening to this and you want us to kind of cover any topics or have some talking points, or if there's like questions that you want to send in, then please do. We're really, really happy to answer them. And we just love talking about sales and business growth and entrepreneurship, and you know, we're doing this every single day, we're living it out, so we can go out, field test things. We're still learning ourselves, and by no means have we completed the game in terms of all of this stuff that we're talking about, but we're working towards it, and they're kind of principles that we're trying to live by every single day. So yeah, feel free to hit us up if there's anything that you want us to cover, anything you want us to talk about, then we'll leave our contact information in the show notes and get in touch.
Yeah, get in touch, guys. What a pleasure it's been, and looking forward to hearing your questions, and see you on the next show.